Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be, as Hashem, be joining the share. Parshas Vayechi, Tov Shin Pei Vav. So we're going to learn the first piece in Parshas Vayechi. Yisoid from Amer Simcha. Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. Vayehi yimei Yaakov shnei chayov sheva shonim varboim u'ma'a shana. So, Rav Meir Simcha seems to be bothered. In last week's parasha it says, Vayeshev Yisrael beretz Mitzrayim beretz Goshen. And in this week's parasha it says, Vayehi Yaakov beretz Mitzrayim sheva esrei shana. Why is the Torah stressing that he lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years? L'chayr, he lived in Eretz Goshen. We should be more specific about where Yaakov Avinu lived. Vayachzu bo vayifru vayirbu ma'ayin in Eretz Goshen, Klal Yisrael multiplied, was fruitful. As we know, that's where they stayed. Kol Zman Yaakov Avinu was alive, they stayed in Eretz Goshen. So why is it that the Torah is more general? The Yaakov Avinu lived in Eretz Mitzrayim. Ho inyan. So Meir Simcha says as follows. Sheho Adam yesh echot shechai li'atzmai. A person, there are those who live for themselves. They live to be mashbiya on themselves. Now you'll say, that's a bad thing. He has in brackets, in parentheses, gamze toif. It's not so bad either. Person has to be mashbi on himself. Person has to shtag. A person has to grow. Rav Dom says, look back. Perek Tes. Pasuk Chaf. Okay, you can look over there in Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf by Noach Ish Ha'adama, Chaviv Moshe Minoach. Noach is called the Ish Sadik. I'm sorry, Noach is first called the Ish Sadik, then Ish Ha'adama. Moshe is first called the Ish Mitzri, Ish Elikim. And he talks about the difference between a person who only focuses on himself as opposed to someone who focuses on helping others as well. Yehuyin Sham in Parshas Noach. But here he says, Shigam Zetoyf. It's not the end of the world. It's also a good thing. Person has to work on themselves. And they have to live to be mashbiya for themselves. V'yesh shechai livnei v'esoy. And there are those people who are a little bit more beravchus, and they live for their families. V'yesh shechai li'iroi. There are those who their hashba, what do they live for? For the people of their city, their neighbors. V'yesh shechai l'chol olam. And there are those that their chiyus is a chiyus for the entire world. A tzaddik is the yisoid of the olam. There's a chazanish, an igrois, who talks about this. Talks about the concept of the hashpo that a tzaddik could have. Hashpo of a tzaddik. Tzaddik could sit in a place, being oisik batayra, leimer batayra, and his hashpo goes out to the entire world. Those who are in his vicinity, they feel it much stronger than those who are far away. But everybody has the hashba of that tzaddik. In olden days, perhaps it was a little bit harder to understand. But we, with wireless and things like that, with signals, how close you are to the router, how close you are to where the signal is emitting from, the stronger your connection is. It can be far away. There is a connection. But it's much weaker. It has its ups, it has its downs, and so on and so forth. A tzaddik is yitzoid olam. His hashpo goes out to the entire world. So there's different levels of people, says Rav Meir Simcha. Some are chai la'atzmai, some livnei ve'esai, some li'iroi, and some l'chol olam. So who was Yaakov Avinu? B'Yaakov Avinu loy bi'iroi levad hoyachai. The Torah did not want to say, Vayichi Yaakov ve'eretz Mitzrayim. Avado Vayeshev Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim Beretz Goshen, the pasuk right before says, where do they live? That was in Eretz Goshen. But Vayechi, the Chiyus, where was the life? Who did he live for? Where was his Ashbah? Yaakov Inuloi Be'ira Levad HaYechai. It wasn't only in Eretz Goshen, in his city of Goshen. Or, it's interesting, Rameir Simcha says, Loi Be'ira Levad, V'loi Be'Eretz Goshen Levad. Eretz Goshen was an area. So not in the city in Eretz Goshen, and not even in the bigger area of Eretz Goshen. Rak B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Avad Yaakov Avinu's Ashbah was to the whole world. But what we're focusing on in this parsha is his Ashbah in Mitzrayim. So Yaakov Avinu sitting in his vinkel, in his little corner, being loymi batayra, being oisik batayra, miyagea batayra. And his Ashbah was not only in his city, not only to his family in this city, and not only in Eretz Goshen, vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim. He lived in all of Eretz Mitzrayim. Where do we see that the Ashbah of Yaakov Avinu is in all of Eretz Mitzrayim? We see the famine that was in Mitzrayim stopped when Yaakov Avinu came. And Kol Zman Yaakov Avinu was there, sitting in Eretz Goshen. Still, the famine remained stopped, and there was Sava. Shebeirach l'parei sheyalo har bishviloi, he gave a bracha to Parei, that the Nilus, the Nile River, should rise up in honor of Parai, and from there, the famine stopped. V'zeu sha'amru, and this is why later on, Perek Nun, Pasuk Yud Aleph, as they're taking Yaakov Avinu back to Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yar yoyshev ha'aretz ha'knani es ha'evel, v'goyren ha'atol v'yoymru, evel kaved zel Mitzrayim. This is a very heavy mourning for Mitzrayim. Why for Mitzrayim? So Mitzrayim didn't have a Yaakov Avinu. What did they appreciate about Yaakov Avinu? Sitting in Eretz Goshen, never leaving his city, never leaving Eretz Goshen, his base Talmud that he sent, Yehuda, Shalach, Lefanav, Lahiris, Lefanav, Goshna. No. The Ashbah of Yaakov Avinu was all in Eretz Mitzrayim. Evil Kovid Zele Mitzrayim, Remer Simchas Medayik, V'loy L'Eretz Goshen Bovad. It wasn't only an evil for Eretz Goshen where that was the vicinity of where Yaakov Avinu lived. The whole Mitzrayim has an evil kaved. Why? Because they lost his hashbah. How do we know? Shechazer harav limkaymer acha petirasai. Because Chazal tell us, the Sifri, Parshas Ekev, that the achar misas Yaakov Avinu, the rav was chazer. And that's why Yosef said at the end of the parsha, V'ato al tiro, anoichi achalkal eschem estabchem, v'chikalti eschem sham, says the Sifri, Malkilkul ha'amur lahala mishnei rabin ha'kos medaber, just like before, when it says in Parshas Vayigash, that I'm going to put you in Eretz Goshen, v'chikalti eschem sham, that's because there was a rav, it hadn't stopped yet. So too when Yosef said in the end of our parsha, Anoichi achalkel, I'm going to feed you, sustain you. It's because there's a Rav. Why did the Rav come back? Because Yaakov Avinu was Nifter. The Rav Taka came back. Belochein. So that, Rameir Simcha says, is the Yisayt of a Tzaddik. The Ashbah of a Tzaddik. Belochein Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kari HaNafshei, the Yerushalmi in Ksubis, and it's Yerushalmi in Kalayim as well, says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said about himself, V'chaya Yehuda Yud Zayin Shana B'tzipari. Just like V'yichi Yaakov Veretz Mitzrayim, Shvaz Shana, Yehuda, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yehuda Anasi, he says Yehuda lived in Tzipari for 17 years. Hainu, says Dr. Resimcha Meredith. Shemian Misonusai, Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the Anav. Rabbeinu HaKadosh is, I just showed my Chavrusa, there's a Meridik at the Tiferes Yisrael in Chagiga on the Mishnah that says the Machloiksim between the Nasi and the Av Bezdin of all the Doris about the mitzvah of Smicha and Yontif Are you Samech or not? Lismech, Shalai Lismech. So, it says that, came to mind, because we were learning Yerushalmi in Masechta Sukkah, talked about the anivus of Shama of Hillel compared to Shammai. So I told them that if you look in Chagiga, the Perek Beis in Chagiga, Yosef ben Yezra Omer Shaloi Lismach, An Yontif, Mishtamish Balichayim. Yosef ben Yochanan Omer Lismach, Shuva Maprach Loi Lismach, Litabai Lismach, Yudam Tabai, Shem Ben Shetach, Shmai Omer Lismach, Tarmo Shaloi Lismach, Hillel Umenachem Leinach Legu, Hillel Menachem didn't argue, Yotze Menachem Nichne Shammai. Menachem left, says the Tiferes Yisrael, he went to do the Avodas HaMelech for Hordus. He brings from Josephus that Menachem knew Hordus when he was a child. And he told him that when you're going to become king, I'll come work for you. And Itaka did. Yeshayimrim, that he went out with Tarbus Ra, and he became from the Baisusim. Okay. So, he was no longer the Av Bezdin, Menachem. So, Nichna Shammai. Shammai became the Av Bezdin. Shammai Yomer Shaloi Lismaich, so Shammai said not to be Saimech, Hillel Yomer Lismaich, says the Mishnah, HaRishayim Hayu Nesiyim. The first ones in the list are all the Nesiyim, and the second ones are the Av Bezdin. Except, says the Tiferes Yisrael, Shammai and Hillel. Because Shammai is brought first, Shaloi Lismaich, and he was the Av Bezdin, while Hillel was the Nasi. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, V'shamei sh'nizka rishayin, af sh'ayav v'azdin, haynu midomer sh'loi lismay chal ha'nesiyim. The reason is because he agreed with all the Nesiyim, who were the first in the list of sh'loi lismaych, so we kept it uniform, and even though the Mishnah says, ha'rishayinim hayin nesiyim sh'nim l'amav v'azdin, but if I came to Shammai, we kept it uniform, Shammai loi lismaych, we put him first, even though he was the av v'azdin. Says the Boyaz, says the Boyaz, V'nearly, he says as follows. He says, could be Shammai was more older than Hillel. V'gam b'nei yeshiva se'a v'charfi tvei. We know the yeshiva of Shammai was much more charif. And we find the Gemara, that's Gemara in Yevamos Yedalid, Gemara in Shabbos Yud Zayin says, Hillel at times Banvusai was kafuf for Yoshev lefonim kachem and tamidim. Sometimes Hillel sat in front of Shammai. V'gam b'nei yeshivasai, so now we know that Hillel was such an anav, and sometimes sat down in front of Shammai. So even the base Hillel, the yeshiva of Hillel, were also anavim, and that's why heitai mikdibu banvason divrei b'sham ledivreim. That's why they always put b'shamai before them, like it says in Erev and Yigimam at Beis, because of their anivus. Listen to the words of the Tiferes Yisrael. V'rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, Shebnei Bonav Shel Hillel Haya. He was from an Einikul of Hillel. Be'anvusa Yisera. In his extra Niva Shayaboy. The Gemara in the end of Saita, Daf Mem Tes. He says, the Batlu Anava. He says, no, Ikana. Right? Saita Mem Tes. Lahachi kishasidra hamishnayis hiktim nami divrei beishamel ledivrei beishelel. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, because he was an ainikel of Hillel, and he had such anivus like Hillel had, so when he was misadded the mishnayis, he always put beishamai before beishelel, kach nirali. Zayzak the Tiferes Yisrael, the Tiferes Yisrael. So let's look now. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, man misanusai, because he was such an anav. Hikdin kvaydoi sheinechai rak b'tzipayri. When he said about himself, v'chai Yehuda yudzai and shona b'tzipayri, he was saying, my whole ashpa is only very limited. Mestama, he didn't want to say that it's only to me, and he had talmidim, but it was in Tzipayri, that's where he lived, that's where my ashpa is, he taught Torah there. So he was makt in himself. So even though the pasuk says Vaychi Yaakov Eretz Yisrael Shvasei Shana, so normally you say, oh, and Yehuda said the same thing about himself. So the Meir Simcha, no, it's from Fakert. The pasuk is telling us that Yaakov even has Ashbo is in Gans Mitzrayim. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh is, when he said it, it sounds like the same idea, but he's saying, no, my Ashbo was only in Tzipori. However, Avalo Emes, Dr. Meir Simcha, Shereb Chia Tzavach, over there in Kelayim, when the Gemara brings it, it says, Reb Chia cried out after Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifter, Eilachem Ubra Shever Eretz Yisrael, woe is to you, the pregnant women in Eretz Yisrael. And it says over there also, the Chayos, the women who are giving birth. Because Kol Zman Rabbeinu HaKadosh was in Eretz Yisrael, was alive. The Gemara says over there also, for 13 years he had a toothache. Kol Zman, that was going on. There was no one who miscarried, no one died in childbirth. So you, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, were macked in yourself, and you said, I only lived in Tzipori, Zokter B'chia. No, your Ashbo went to Gantz Eretz Yisrael. Harei shekvoy dehegin al kol Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh. So continues from Er Simcha, Sheroach Yosef Kimei Saviyam. Now we go to the end of the parsha, and the end of the parsha, as we said, as the Medrash says, that Er Simcha didn't. He said the Sifri, he didn't bring the lashon of the Sifri, but the Sifri says that Yosef was telling them that Anoichi Achalkel Eschem, I'm going to feed you because there's a rav. Dr. Meir Simcha, what was that in response to? Vayirach Yosef kimei saviyem, vayomru lo yistemeni Yosef, he's going to pay us back. And they sent a message to him, please don't do it. And on that, Yosef responded, of course I'm not going to. Vato al tiro anoich achalkal eschem, what's going on here? Kimei saviyem haynu shechozo harov lim koimoy. They saw Yaakov Avinu was nifter, and Ashba, the Yaakov Avinu had, that left the rov. They made the Rav stop in Mitzrayim. The Rav came back. Uchamayim Rasifri, Parashas Ekev, that same Sifri that we just quoted. Lochein Yoru Mipnei Yosef. So that's when they got afraid. They got afraid and they said, oh, Kol Zman Yaakov Avinu was alive. There was no Rav. But now, he's not alive anymore. We're going to starve. I, Yosef, Yosef's not interested in helping us. L'yistameinu Yosef. Yosef said, no, Anoichi Achal Keleschem. Just like I told your father, I told our father, in Parshas Vayigash, come down, v'chilkalti eschem, there's a rov, I'm going to feed you, that's going to continue, I'm going to take care of you. That says Rav Meir Simcha, it says, v'yichi Yaakov erevitz Mitzrayim. And I want to be Moisif. I saw in the HaMasifta, from Masifta Teravadas, Tovshin Pei Aleph, in the middle of a piece on Purim, from Rav Uren Reich, so Zayin Gesund and Stark, so he brings this, Meshech Chochma, and he says, Meredek, you can hear him saying it. He says, Yesh Lahavin, he says, you really want to understand what this means about the Ashba, the Yaakov Avinu had a Mitzrayim? The Ashba Ruchonis, I'll read it, Shal Yaakov Oysal Kolaret Mitzrayim. That means, Goy Mona Atzmoy Menivul Peh. His Ruchnius Ashba was a Mitzrayim, had an effect. The Goyim were even uplifted and affected by it. A Goy was Meinea, he held himself back for Nivul Peh, because he didn't know why. He didn't know why he couldn't say the words. He couldn't say the words because there was such Ashba. There was such Ashba. Uvechazal Isa, Da'achar Shemes Yaakov Chaza HaRav. The Rav went, came back after Yaakov was Nifter. Listen to this Nakuda, the Rebbe Reich says, very important. Ki Ashba Eitzal HaGoyim Le'nishra Achar Misa. The Ashba, in regards to the Goyim, was not Lachar Misa. Aval l'kla Yisrael Yaakov Avinu Leimeis. But we have a klal. Yaakov Avinu Leimeis. What does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Leimeis? His ashpa continues. For Yaakov Avinu, there wasn't a cessation of, which is Misa. Misa is when something stops. Yaakov Avinu Leimeis, his ashpa continues. Yaakov Oya Chelik Migolus Mitzrayim. Yaakov was a Chelik of the Golus that started when he went down the Bein HaChoymos. That's when the 210 years began. Yaakov Yishuvei Sebo Zen Notan Yisrael HaKayach Lichyes Begolus. Yaakov Avinu being a Mitzrayim for those years was Mashpia and Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim and gave them the Kayach to live through the Golus of 210 years. Haboyim Yashrei Sheyaakov He taught us how to live in Golus. And this is a Meshech Chachma we once learned, I think, in Parshas Bichul Kaisai. During the, could be, it was even in Parshas Vayechi, I think we learned it. I think. Where he talks about how Yaakov Avinu taught us how to live in Golus. He taught us how to live in Golus. And this is what we saw last week, we shtelt to as well, from the Dalit Kaisais. How we were taught to live in Golus. Yaakov Avinu taught us how to live in Golus. And he was not Abiseichenu. How we're noig in Golus. Yotzitzu Parach Yisrael. Yotzitzu Parach Yisrael. A baby born after 100 years after the Petira of Yaakov Avinu. His mother would tell him. He would give him Musar. Yotzitzu Parach Yisrael. This is how Klai Yisrael flourished. She would say to him, is that how the Zayt Yaakov Avinu would act? We have to live with the Dmust Yukne of Yaakov Avinu. Just like Yosef HaTzadik, what saved him from Eishes Petifar. And that gave Klai Yisrael the Kayach of Kedusha in Mitzrayim. That they were not Oivar Arayas, all from Yosef's Hashbah. But what saved Yosef? Dmust Yukne Shalaviv, Roa Bachaloin. Was Yaakov Avinu, teaching him how to act under all circumstances. Being Mashpia in him, putting Shroshim in him. And that's the same thing he did for Klai Yisrael. So maybe that Vayomas Yaakov Avinu died. And when Yaakov Avinu died, the Hashpa in Eretz Mitzrayim that he had stopped. The Rav came back. The Goyim went back to be Goyim. But for Klai Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu Leimes. Eitzel Yisrael, he says, G'doylim Sadikim B'mitzasem Yoyser Mibichayayem. Their G'doylim Sadikim in their death have even a bigger hashpa than they had in their lives. He said, "Hachavetz Chayim b'Chayim Chovak Zrayis Olam." Af Hagoyim by the Knesia Gedola, they recognize this small, short, in stature, Jew, in height, short in height, but he was running the world. But then, the Goyim don't see him anymore. Radin, he was Nifter. That's it. But Klal Yisrael, Chavetz Chaim's alive. We live by the Chavetz Chaim of Shabura, by the Chavetz Chaim. We live by him. Chavetz Chaim is alive by us even more than he was. His Ashba is even more than it was b'shas he was alive. And he says, he's talking about Purim over here, about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Haman didn't know that b'zayim ba'adar meis or b'zayim ba'adar noilad. So he says the Chasam Sofer is medayik. Why does it say that Zayin Ba'der Meis uva Zayin Ba'der Noilad? L'chayla he was Noilad first, and then he was Meis. I've seen this Chasam Sofer numerous few places. The Chasam Sofer says this. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, Shiloi, he didn't know that once it was Zayin Ba'der Meis pumfakert b'Zayin Ba'der Noilad. That after Mises Moshe, his Kesher and his Ashba and his Chusav Reklai is only even stronger than they were b'Chayav. Chai, Moshe Rabbeinu is not in the past. Adarab is in the present. Viloinoida, he didn't realize that yes, it's true, b'zayin ba'adar meis, but when he was meis, pumfakert, Moshe Rabbeinu was noilad, a new ashba was noilad, a new schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the yisoid of tzadikim. The ashba of tzadikim. The tzvorim that we have. The divrei Torah we say from them. The halachas. The meshech achma, Rameir Simcha. Rameir Simcha's meis, Rameir Simcha's chayis. He's a chiyus, he's chai. That's how it is with tzaddikim. They give a hashbah, an avada, that initial hashbah of what they have in the world, to the world at large, perhaps stops when they're mace, but a new hashbah takes over. A new hashbah takes over when we have their Torah, we have their words, sifseisev doyves bakever. We're able to give them chias and a connection in this world. But I just want to end off and say that this idea of living for oneself and living for one's surroundings and living for the whole world. Rav Meir Simcha is focusing on the hashpa that a person, a tzaddik, could have. But there's an idea of focusing on it as well. Rav Yosef Nechemia is a Zichrono Livracha in two places. One in the end of Tazria and also in Acharei Mois. V'chiper ba'adoy v'arbeisi v'ar kol kal Yisrael. Shleimus ha'adam is tali. If he is yoitze his chiyuv, he fulfills his obligation for three parts. Ba'adoy himself, shleimus atzmai, as Rav Meir Simcha said, gam zet toiv. Then there's b'nei beisoy tafli detalya bei. Then there's the people who are tali in him, va'ad beisoy. And then there's va'ad kol kal Yisrael, the rest of kal Yisrael. And on Yom HaKippurim, he talks about the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is taka the tzaddik who has the hashba. He has to be boidik in himself, chippus achar chippus. If it was yotzi yedei chevasoy, neged, ba'adoyu va'ad beisoy va'ad kol kal Yisrael. In the end of Tazria, he says, there's three types of negayim. There's nige adam, ma'ir a person on shleimus atzmai. Nige batim, ma'ir a person on shleimus b'nei beisai. And nige begadim, begadim are his whole arum. He goes out into the street and begadim. His chivis neged b'nei adam. Chivis neged b'nei adam. And Bamison, there's a, if you look, Reb Shimon in the Akdama, when he talks about how a person is supposed to make his ani grow. He says some people's ani is just focused on themselves. And he says he doesn't give very complimentary descriptions to such a person. Even though Rav Meir Simcha says if you're working on yourself, gam zeh toiv. But the Reb Shimon in the Akdama to Shaar HaYosha says if a person's only focused on himself, that's a grub, a person. Now he doesn't care about anyone else, it's all about him. And this person who lives for his family, lives for the people around him, lives for all of Klal Yisrael. He's living for all of them. That's a tzaddik. He lives for all of them. They're all part of who he is. Ayin Sham and Akdam and Tashari Yosher. This is what a person has to think about in life. A person has to think about, where's my hashba? Avad, I have to be mashbia myself. But I'll say mashbia b'nei Beisi. I have to be mashbia b'nei Iri. I have to be mashbia gans Klal Yisrael. How every person does that and how it manifests itself. Not everyone makes global headlines in what they're able to accomplish. Not everyone's that tzaddik whose hashba goes out to everywhere in the world. But a person has to think about, what am I doing for myself? That's the aleph beis. Some people don't even think about themselves. What am I doing for my family and for others? What am I doing for the tzibur around me? This is what life is about. That's called vayichi, that's chiyus. That's the chiyus of a person, and that's the chiyus of a tzaddik. Schusam shekol tzaddikim, tagin aleinu, because all these tzaddikim b'misasam are really kruim chayim. We live their lives, we live their Torah even more than they were able to live during their lives. In our gedolim shurim, we see how far the reach was of each gadol. How far could it be in the olden days? And today, they're all brought to life by the svarim that we have and the access that we have and the halachas and we're mufalpal and all of their Torah. This is the godless of a Klal Yisrael. We're all united as one. We all have a connection to each other. V'tzadik Yisrael Olam. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.